The program only costs about $100,000, but it will employ 55 people under the age of 24. They'll be the ones with clipboards at state park boat landings. They'll pass out brochures and instruct people on how to clean off their boats so to stem the tide of invasive species. The secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, Roberta Gassman, says it's something the DNR has relied upon volunteers to do up until now.
But by having these hired young adults actually employed to work at the DNR parks and on a very scheduled basis do this kind of education with the boaters and lake users, it gives the DNR even more capacity to stop the impact of these invasive species.
The jobs were targeted at disadvantaged young people. They'll be paid above the minimum wage at $8 an hour. The money for the program is expected to last until June of 2011. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.